get started. So the halacha says that someone who is going away before Pesach, right, he needs to do Bedikas Chametz. What does he do? So halacha says that if it's differentiates, the Shulchan Aruch brings this down, that if it's before 30 days, if it's 30 days before Pesach, then the halacha is, not halacha depends. If he plans on coming back before Pesach, then he's supposed to do a Bedikas Chametz. However, if he's not going to plan on coming back, then he's not obligated to. Once it reaches within 30 days, then he's obligated to do Bedikas Chametz before he leaves. And it's supposed to be done the night before he leaves, with following the same halachas of doing it with a candle, you know, or with a flashlight, whatever he's going to do, but or haner, as opposed to doing it with sunlight during the day, it's supposed to be done at night. What about the bracha? What about making a blessing? So, right off the bat, the Ramah tells us in the first halacha on Tov Lamed Vav, it deals with someone who's going away before Pesach, and he says that even though one is obligated to do a bedikas chametz when he's leaving within 30 days, he does not make a bracha, and the same would apply, I guess, with someone who's leaving before 30 days, even though he's obligated to do a bedikas chametz, on the condition that he's not going to be returning, he does not make a bracha. So in reality, this is actually a subject of debate amongst the Paiskim about what to do with a bracha. It really starts in the Gemara, but in the Paiskim, the Ramah, along with the Lavush and the Gain, they all hold, like we just said, that one does not make a bracha, even though he is obligated to do bedikas chametz. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gain, the Vilna Gain, to explain this. And the Vilna Gain says that because the bracha that one makes on the night that the Chachamim originally instituted do bedikas chametz on the night of the 14th. The bracha we make is albir chametz, which means to destroy the chametz, even though what we're doing the night of the 14th is not destroying it, we're just going to look for it and to find it and to save it in order to get rid of it the next day. So why is that so? So the Vilna Gaon explains, because since he's finding it now, the time of searching, in order to save it, to destroy it tomorrow, so therefore you make the bracha on bir chametz, and this, with the Mishnah Berurah explains this, that the bedikas chametz, the searching for it, is actually the beginning of the getting rid of it. Therefore, when one is going to be leaving town before the 14th day, he's going to be leaving earlier, he's not going to be getting rid of the chametz. He's only going to be searching for it. Therefore, it's not appropriate to make the bracha, since the bracha is since he's not actually going through the process of destroying it. That's all in the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Ramah, and others. The Pri Chadash is the opinion is that whenever one is required to make it to do a bedikas chametz, and this is going to be whether it's before 30 days, whether it's the middle of 30 days that he's leaving, whatever it is that he's leaving, and he's required to do that bedikas chametz, he as well is required to make the bracha. And the last one is kind of an in-between, is kind of a compromise of the two, which is the Bach, and which is the same, the Ritva, is also seems to hold this way. It's quoted in the Bir Halacha, that the Ritva and the Bach both hold that it depends if one is doing the Bedikas Chametz before 30 days, or if one is doing the Bedikas Chametz within 30 days before Pesach. If we're talking about someone who is really leaving before 30 days, and he only is required to check because he might come back before Pesach, then he's not required to make a bracha. He's not appropriate. He does not make a bracha. If one is doing a bedikas chametz because it is within 30 days, like the Mishnah Berurah quotes, now it is chal alav the chiyuv bedika. It's incumbent upon him to do bedikas chametz, as the Shaar HaTzion brings down, because people are talking about the halachas of Pesach now, and this is now incumbent upon a person to do bedikas chametz. Therefore, one is required to make a bracha within 30 days, just as one would do it on the night of the 14th. Okay? So, moving on, there's another, those are the three opinions. Again, just to synopsize, whatever the names, is that either one makes a bracha, either one does not make a bracha altogether, as long as he's not doing it on the night that the Chacham instituted, or one always makes a bracha whenever he's obligated to do the Bedikas Chametz, or one makes a bracha if he's doing the Bedikas Chametz within 30 days. Now, what about someone who decides to do the Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 13th or the night of the 12th for that matter, even though he's not leaving town? He decides for whatever reason it's more convenient for him to do Bedikas Chametz earlier. So this is a halacha which is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah, discusses this in Siman Tuf Taf Lamed Gimel, in the beginning of when we discussed the obligation to do Bedikas Chametz, and the Paiskim speak about this as well. So again over here we have a machlokes, a different opinion. The Bach and the Levush and the Taz, they all hold that one, if one did such a thing and one went ahead and did a Bedikas Chametz, now of course one is not supposed to make a bracha, but more than that, they have to go back and do the Bedikas Chametz again on the night of the 14th. They basically what they did, they were not Yotze at all, and they must go back and redo the Bedikas Chametz. The Pri Chadash and the Vonagain and others all hold that if one did it with the intention of Bedikas Chametz, he wasn't just cleaning his house, but he did it with the intention to do the Bedikas Chametz, then one is actually allowed to do it. Even L'chatchila, one is allowed to go ahead and do it on the night of the 13th if he would like to. So those are two different scenarios: one who's leaving town and one who is searching for chametz. One is one who decides to bedikas chametz at an earlier time for his own convenience. Now, the question is like posed as follows: is that it's interesting to know that the Vilna Gaon himself told us that when one needs to make a bedikas chametz earlier on because he's leaving, the halacha is that one does not make a bracha, since it's not appropriate to make a bracha on the destroying of a chametz, since he's not doing that now anyways. Because since the bedikah is being done earlier, he's still going to be using chametz the next day, and that he's not going to be getting rid of the chametz until a later time. At the same time, the Vilna Gaon is also of the opinion that when one wants to do a bedikas chametz at an earlier time for his own convenience, he's allowed to do that. So it would seem a little odd that if we're saying that, obviously the Vilna Gaon is saying that when one is doing the Bedikas Chametz early, he's not making a bracha, that would seem that it's not the optimal time to do the Bedikas Chametz. And that's the biggest proof in and of itself that one is not making a bracha. Obviously, it's not the optimal time. So why would it be that the Vilna Gaon would say that one is the Chatchila allowed to go ahead and do Bedikas Chametz? I mean, it's really besides the fact that the Mishnah itself says that when, we know when the Chacham instituted the Takana to do Bedikas Chametz is Arul Arba Asar, the night of the 14th, and that's what's brought down Halacha. So assuming that he's not arguing that is really when the Chazal were Misakin to do it, that's when the Chachamim, originally instituted when the optimal time to do Bedikas Chametz is, why would one be allowed to head and go ahead and do it earlier? In fact, just to note that one of the opinions that one should not do it earlier, the Chayik Yosef, who brings down that one should not do it earlier, and interesting the way he says it is that because one should not lose the bracha. So, because the bracha, he's only allowed to make the bracha on the night of the 14th, and if one's going to do it earlier, he's not going to be able to make the bracha, so in order to be able to do the mitzvah properly and not lose the bracha, on the contrary, to be able to say the bracha, one should wait till the proper time. So specifically, we know that Vilna Gaon is of the opinion that one does not say the bracha when it comes time for the night of the fourth, when he does Bedikas Chametz earlier. So why would he say that one should be, why would he be of the opinion that doing it would doing it before the 14th is also allowed l'chatchila? Interesting.
Can I just say, if you're planning to go away, so you're going to put away all the chametz, so you might be worried that you won't leave enough for bir chametz, right? Or bedikas chametz and bir chametz, because you'll put everything away and then you won't have any chametz left to check.
You won't have any chametz left to do.
So that's why he would do it earlier.
I hear. The way I think it's brought down that Mishnah Berurah says it is that He says over here, you're not getting rid of it. He's actually using it. Not that there's not anything going to be left. It's not just that we don't want him to make a bracha because we're afraid that, you know, he might not have any chametz left because he's just putting it away because he's leaving town, but rather because since he's still before the obligation to get rid of it, he's still going to be using chametz, right? Even if whatever a person is, whatever chametz that he has, he's always able to go and take that chametz, you know, assuming a person's going to be eating things for the next few days and assuming it's not going to be kosher Pesach, even if all the food in his house, let's say, is all locked up. But whatever he has, he's able to go and burn it when it comes to 14th day.
Okay.
Also, another question is that the Bach, right? The Bach we quoted was an opinion who held that the Bach had this compromise, right? The Bach held that when a person is leaving early, if it's within 30 days before Pesach, then he's obligated to make the bracha. However, before 30 days, then one does not make a bracha, right? So it's interesting to note that the Bach himself is of the opinion that when one decides to go ahead on his own, even if he's staying for Pesach, right? He just decides for his own convenience, he would rather do a Bedikas Chametz early. The Bach is of those Paiskim who hold that he must go ahead and do a Bedikas Chametz again. He wasn't Yotze with what he did. So it's interesting that the Bach, on one hand, we find that when it comes to leaving early, he seems to be like almost like the Mekel over there. You know, you're allowed to make a bracha and you're allowed to go ahead and do it. Everything is fine. But when it comes to just doing it at your own convenience, right, then what is the Bach is the one that says, no, you're not allowed to do it at all. You have to go ahead and do it over again. It has to be done specifically on the night of the 14th. Whereas the Vilna Gaon is the one saying that when you do it before, when you're leaving early, then you don't make a bracha. Sounds like it's not really the optimal time to do it. You got to do it because you have to do it, whatever it is, but you don't make a bracha. But if you decide to do it early for whatever reason, you're allowed to do it even lechatchila. It's like almost, it's kind of, if you look at it that way, like the opposite. So whatever it is, what's the understanding of the Vilna Gaon? Why is he allowing one to do it lechatchila? And what's the understanding? Is there a connection? Is there a way to explain the Bach? The Bach holds on one hand, when it comes time to leaving early, that you're allowed to go ahead and do the Bedikas Chametz early, and with the bracha as well. However, if one decides that he wants to do it on his own, then he's not allowed to do it at all. He's not even Yotze. He has to go back and do it again. What's the understanding of the Bach? What's the understanding of the Vilna Gaon? Seemingly two different questions. Let's try to see if we can explain the two. So first, just to try to explain the Bach. There's a machlokes rishonim regarding just the general bracha that we make on Bedikas Chametz. Just that we make a Bedikas, we do a Bedikas Chametz. There's a Ran. The Ran asks that the Gemara says in Pesachim that when one does Bedikas Chametz, he's obligated to make a bracha. Now, all the Mefarshim all ask the same question. What's the novelty of this idea that when one does Bedikas Chametz, he needs to make a bracha? This is the halacha regarding every mitzvah. Every mitzvah is like that. When one is doing a mitzvah, one makes a bracha. What's different about Bedikas Chametz? So, well, because there's two different ways to the Rishayim over here. There's the Ran who goes, well, the Ran says the following terrorists. The Ran says like this, that he says the main mitzvah of destroying of Bedikas Chametz in general, of Bir Chametz, is the actual destroying of the Chametz. He he says the ikar, the main mitzvah, is destroying of the chametz. And he says even though it's beginning from the time one's checking for the chametz, when one's checking for the chametz, the bedikas chametz, that's like the beginning of the mitzvah of destroying it. And therefore, one might think, since he's not actually, it's not actually he's not actually destroying the chametz then, he's only starting to look for it, which he's later going to destroy it, maybe one might think that he might not make a bracha. Says that as the Ran says, that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us, that one still makes the bracha on destroying the chametz then, even though he's only starting. So again, the Ran seems to say that what one is doing at the time of searching for the chametz, he's beginning his mitzvah of the quest to destroy the chametz. And the way one starts this is by first checking around to make sure the chametz is not there. He's looking for it and he's going to check for it. And later on the next day, he's going to destroy it. So since that is the beginning, one might think he might make a bracha, might not make a bracha yet because he's not there yet, the process of destroying it. And that's the bracha that one makes, that's the chiddush, that one does make a bracha anyways in medikas chametz. There's another one, and the Rishonim, the Rosh, who says like this. The Rosh says that one might think that when one is doing bedikas chametz, it's not really such a big mitzvah. And that seems to be a whole different approach right away from the Ran. He's not saying that because it's just the beginning of destroying the chametz, it's not really the end. He's saying it's just not such a big mitzvah. And really one understands from the Rosh really explains what he explains a little bit further. One can gain an understanding of what he means. The Rosh explains that really on destroying the chametz the next day, that doesn't require a bracha at all. Because he says the main mitzvah of destroying the chametz is only required, one is only required to destroy the chametz, the main mitzvah of tashbisu, we'll say, the mitzvah of tashbisu, which is, which would be the mitzvah that one is doing when one destroys chametz, is only possible at a time when one is obligated to burn the chametz. And the Rosh explains the whole obligation to burn the chametz is only possible at a time when one is forbidden in chametz, and at the time when he's taking it out of his house the next day at the fifth hour of the day, he's not yet going to be. Prohibited in the, he's not over in the lav of Bali Roya. There's a specific isser, the Torah prohibits Bali Roya. He's not over yet. So whatever, Akoponim, what we see from over here, the Rosh says that destroying the chametz itself does not, the next day, at least, does not require bracha since he's not yet going to be over Bali Roya. He's not going to be over the isser of Bali Roya. Therefore, he cannot possibly say the teretz of the Rosh that when one is going to be checking for the chametz, he making a bracha on destroying it the next day, since destroying it the next day itself doesn't require a bracha. Rather, the Rosh has a different reason. And that's what we're getting to right now. The Rosh says the reason why that one makes one might not think to make a bracha on checking for chametz is because it's not such a big mitzvah. So what's the meaning of the Rosh, and why does one make a bracha? So, as the Achrayim explain, is that really, like the Nesivus says, and others say this, is that the whole concept of checking for chametz to make sure it's not there is similar to that when one checks certain fruits and vegetables to make sure that there are no bugs or worms. And it's not really necessarily a mitzvah to do that. It's just preventing from doing something which is usur. So therefore, since the mitzvah itself is just preventing himself from doing something which is usur, perhaps it wouldn't be appropriate to make a bracha. So rather, this is the chiddush of the Gemara, that even though the underlying idea of the mitzvah is to make sure that one is not going to be over an isur, is to make sure that one will not transgress any isser of bugs, or just like bugs, he won't transgress an isser of chametz. However, the hacham at the end of the day made it a mitzvah. At the end of the day, it is a mitzvah, therefore it does require a bracha. Okay, so therefore, at the end of the day, let's just there's two different reasons, and the Rishonim right now, according to the Ran and the Rosh, why one would make a bracha on the bedikas chametz. According to the Ran, the bracha one is making on the bedikas chametz, rather, the bedikas chametz itself is the start of the burning of the chametz, so the next day. And therefore the bracha one is making is because he's making it on the beginning of the mitzvah of burning chametz, which is going to take place the next day. According to the Rush, the whole mitzvah of checking for chametz is a mitzvah within it of itself. It has nothing to do with burning the chametz the next day. The mitzvah is that the chacham instituted in order that one should not come to see chametz or come to have chametz in his house. The chacham instituted, one must check for chametz. That is, it's a new mitzvah that the chacham instituted. So, therefore, Chaim say that the Bach who holds that the Bach, again, now we're going back up here trying to explain the Bach. The Bach is the one who says that when the only time one is required to make a bracha is when he is checking within 30 days if he's going to be leaving within 30 days before Pesach, right? Before 30 days, he's not required to make a bracha. But within 30 days, he's required to make a bracha. So understanding of that is that since the whole mitzvah to check for bedikas chametz, it's a new obligation. It's not just that one is preparing, let's say, it's the starting point is, let's start the other way for a second. The Vilna Gaon who says that one does not make a bracha at all, ever, even if he's leaving within 30 days, right? And that's how the Rama paskens, right? So these opinions that one does not make a bracha at all, the Vilna Gaon clearly states this out, is the opinion that we're starting the process of getting rid of the chametz. And therefore, like the Mishnah Berurah explains, and he's really explaining it with the words of the Vilna Gaon, when one checks for chametz during earlier than the 14th and sometime earlier, whatever it's going to be, it's not possible to say that he's beginning the process to burn the chametz, because at the time when he's checking, he's still going to be eating chametz the next day. So you can't just say that he's checking to burn the chametz the next day. Therefore, we don't make a bracha at all. It's only when we come into the Bach's world that now the mitzvah of bedikas chametz is a whole new mitzvah. It's not dependent on burning the chametz. Now, we can say a compromise over here, that when does one make a bracha? So even if it's before the 14th, the Bach holds that when it's within 30 days, that is a time, ready. That since, like the Chartzian says, people are discussing the halachas of Pesach, it is now incumbent upon him this mitzvah to check. Now the Chachamim is incumbent upon him this special mitzvah, and therefore it's possible to make a bracha. The other Achrayim hold that you always make a bracha because whenever one is obligated to do a mitzvah, even if it's before 30 days, whenever the obligation to check for chametz is, doesn't make a difference when it is, you make a bracha because it's a mitzvah the Chachamim said you have to do, you always make a bracha. So that's kind of the way to go to explain these three different opinions. Is that good? Anyone have any questions up until this point? Okay. So.
Rabbi, I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
If you're looking for chametz, I mean, you have a house and you have several rooms, and let's say you decide, okay, you want to check one, make sure one room it doesn't have any chametz. So, and you clean it up and you're done with that room, and you dedicate, the kitchen, the dining room is always going to have chametz until, probably the last right. day.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to do the bracha then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. As long as when you're doing bedikas chametz, you are actually getting rid of, you're doing bedikas chametz to get rid of actual chametz, Right. And normally we hope by the time we're doing bedikas chametz, pretty much the whole house is pretty, by that time everyone's like, no one's allowed to walk around with chametz anywhere in the house. It's pretty much clean. But that's right. One of the reasons why we put out the 10 pieces of bread is to just be on the side that we might not actually find any chametz at all because everything's so clean. Right. At least the bracha won't be for nothing. We'll find something that we'll find these pieces of bread.
Okay.
I have a question too.
Yeah.
If you're planning to go away for Pesach within 30 days, right? And so what happens if you're renting your place to someone? Do they have to do bedika? Do you do bedika and they do the biur? Or do you know how that works?
a good question. That's a whole separate. It's part of this, but it's a whole separate. It is a separate like almost like a separate subject in it by itself. I'm not sure. It is complicated halacha since it's a complicated subject. So I would ask. Why don't you get back to me? We'll speak about it later, or you could ask whoever.
Well, I'm not planning to rent my place. So.
Okay.
In fact, I'm praying that I can still go to Israel by some miracle.
Oh, wow.
So, but at the moment, because of the situation,
it doesn't look like it. All right. Okay. Yeah. You never know. Okay. Now. Okay, going back to the basically what we did just now is we just explained the general three opinions, including that of the Bach, of when one is obligated, if one is obligated to make a bracha, on when doing Bedikas Chametz, if one is leaving town early. Going back to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, right? The Vilna Gaon, on the one hand, said you do not make a bracha when one is leaving town early. And we explain that because it's not possible because the whole idea of the Bedikas Chametz is that one is starting the process of doing the getting rid of the chametz, and therefore, right, it's not possible to make the bracha if one is still going to be eating chametz the next few days. However, the Vilna Gaon also says that one is allowed to do bedikas chametz even if he would like to, even if he's not going away at an earlier time, if he has intentions to do it for the bedikas chametz. So what's the reason for that? Why is it, even though he's not going to be making a bracha, right? And how is it that he's not allowed to do it at a time that's not the time when the Chachamim said he's supposed to do it? What's the understanding in the Vilna Gaon? So the Mefarshim really have this, like the Mefarshim declare like this, that when the Bedikas Chametz, when one, the Bedikas Chametz that the Chachamim instituted was the main point of it, that we should actually go and get rid of Chametz, or we should find it and like actively find the Chametz and get rid of it. I'll say that's one possibility. Possibly we could say that it was actively to go ahead and find whatever Chametz is there and put it away, because maybe getting rid of it is not so practical, because we know the actual getting rid of it is the next day. But the Chachamim wanted you to actively go and find whatever is there and put it away for tomorrow. Or the main idea of the Bedikas Chametz, that is what you have to do, but the main idea of the Bedikas Chametz was that your house should just be clean. That was really the real chiv of the Bedikas Chametz, that your house should be totally clean. And obviously the way you go about doing that is by going ahead to clean your house. But if one, let's say, would have a clean house, incidentally, would just have a clean house, then one wouldn't even be obligated to do any bedikas chametz, and it would, and he would not only would he not be obligated, but he would actually fulfill the bedikas chametz by just having a clean house, because just going ahead to look for stuff is just a way to make sure that one's house is clean. Or just to repeat the other possibility again, the Chachamim specifically were specifically instituted an active way to go ahead and search for Chametz. So perhaps we can say that according to the Vilna Gaon, that what the Chachamim wanted, the obligation of the Bedikas Chametz was merely that one's house should be clean from Chametz. Obviously, like we said, the way you go about doing that is going to have to be to go around and make sure that it's clean. But if one is 100% sure, from however he knows that his house is totally clean, then one would really not be obligated in doing a bedikas chametz. Therefore, we ask, we can explain that the Vilna Gaon agrees that even though the bedikas chametz is really supposed to be the takana was supposed to be the institute, it was instituted to be the night of the 14th. However, one may go ahead and check for chametz earlier on. He may go ahead and check for chametz at an earlier date. And by doing that, he's cleaning his house from chametz. For the rest of the time, he's able to be careful and make sure that no chametz gets around wherever, any part of his house. Therefore, when it comes the night of the 14th, he's fulfilling this, takana, fulfilling what the Chachamim instituted, that his house should be clean from chametz. Even though, and he doesn't need to go check. And so before we were asking that, why are you allowed to go ahead and check? In other words, we're answering like this, just to make it clear. Before we were asking, why is one allowed to go ahead and check for chametz when that's not the time to do the mitzvah? The answer is because by checking for chametz, one is not actually doing the mitzvah then. One is actually going to fulfill the mitzvah when the night of the 14th comes and his house is clean. Even though he's not going to be checking. But when by the mere fact that he's careful from checking before and his house is clean, he's been mekayim the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Now, what about the fact that the Chayk Yosef said that you're not making the bracha? You can't make the bracha according to the Vilna Gaon, right? So the Chayk Yosef said one should be careful not to do the bedikas chametz early, because you're not going to be able to make the bracha. So just to carefully examine the case that the Chayk Yosef gave, that one should to bring a proof that one has to be careful about this, the Chayk Yosef says that just like we find that the halacha is that one has to take off truma, and the halacha is also that if a guy were to take off truma, it works. However, one is supposed to be careful not to let a guy take off truma, because by doing so, the guy is not allowed to make a bracha. And therefore, the truma works, but we're missing the bracha, because the truma is being taken off without a bracha. Therefore, the Chayk Yosef says the same thing over here as bedikas chametz. Even though the bedikas chametz might work if one does it earlier, but one is not getting the bracha that when it comes the night of the 14th, therefore he should not do it earlier. So really, the Vilna Gaon could be held that it's not necessarily a good proof, because what's happening by truma is that at the time of taking off the truma, there's an obligation to make a bracha. And when the guy is doing it, when a non-Jew is doing it, that bracha is not able to happen. Therefore, that's what the halacha says, don't let a guy do it. When it comes to bedikas chametz, the night of the 14th, one is fulfilling the mitzvah, but at the same time, there is no obligation to make a bracha, because the whole obligation to make a bracha is only if one is going to now actively search for the chametz. But if one is just merely fulfilling the mitzvah through having his house clean, there is no obligation to make a bracha, because it was already done before. If he's going to get himself out of the bracha on the night of the 14th, then maybe that's where the Chachamim would say that you're not allowed to do that. But since he already went ahead and did the bedikas chametz earlier, and at that point there was no bracha. And when it came to the night of the 14th, also there's no bracha, because he's fulfilling it right now, and there is no bracha to be made because he's not doing a bedikas chametz. So therefore, the Vilna Gaon held that that's not a problem. So, right. So again, so that's going to explain the Vilna Gaon, why one is allowed to go ahead and do bedikas chametz early, because he's not losing out on the mitzvah, rather he's fulfilling the mitzvah by the mere fact of his house being clean. Now, perhaps we can also add on, according to this, that we noted that the Bach also holds that when one decides to do a bedikas chametz out of his own convenience early, he is not, it does not work, and rather he's obligated to go back and do the Bedikas Chametz again. He's obligated to go back and do it again on the proper night of the 14th. So, but we know the Vilna Gaon holds that he's allowed to do it early, like we just finished saying. So perhaps we can say that really what their opinions are, the Shitas on what they hold when it comes to regarding the bracha by leaving early. Like as we said, the Bach holds that one is allowed to make a bracha when he leaves early. And we explain that because the Bach holds that the whole idea behind Bedikas Chametz is that it's a whole mitzvah in it by itself, the Hacham instituted. And therefore, if the Hachamim went ahead, if it's in a time when one is obligated to do the mitzvah, therefore, one is able to make a bracha, regardless of whether he's going to actually burn the chametz tomorrow or not. That's not the point. The point is, searching for the chametz itself is a mitzvah. But by the same token, even though the Bach holds that one is allowed to make a bracha within 30 days, if one were to search for chametz by himself for no particular reason because he wants to early, the Bach is going to hold that that Bedikas Chametz doesn't work, because the whole basis for being able to search for Chametz within 30 days is the fact that one has an obligation to do so. That obligation is based upon the fact that one is going to be leaving early. Therefore, there was a special obligation instituted for people leaving early to do Bedikas Chametz. But by doing it, by one doing it just because he just wants to for his own convenience, there is no obligation as such. Therefore, one cannot possibly mekayim the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz unless he does it at the proper time. However, the Vilna Gaon understands, and others understand, that the whole mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz is not a whole special mitzvah. The Bedikas Chametz is rather the beginning of getting rid of one's chametz. Therefore, and as we just finished explaining, the Vilna Gaon also holds that when one searches for chametz early, he is going to fulfill the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz when it comes the night of the 14th by his house being clean. Now, therefore, the Vilna Gaon, since it's not a mitzvah, well, that I think we could just say that since the Vilna Gaon told that the mitzvah is that one's house should be clean, therefore that's why there's no problem of doing it early. But the point being is that the Bach holds that one cannot do it early. The Bach is l'shitase. The Bach is it goes with the same reasoning that he cannot do it, that he makes the bracha within 30 days, is that it is a special mitzvah. And therefore, one cannot decide on his own to do the mitzvah by his own accord. And I think that just about ends it. That would be it. Shkaif, everybody. Anybody? Any questions? Hey.
Can you send us? Summary or something. So,
a summary of it.
Yeah.
So let's just just to recap is that someone who's leaving town, right? And he's leaving town early. If he's leaving town before 30 days before Pesach, then one is, if he's going to be returning before Pesach, he's obligated to check for chametz. He's obligated to bedikas chametz. However, he does not make a bracha. He does not make a bracha. This is according to halacha, even though there are opinions that he does. But according to halacha, he does not make a bracha. If he's going to be leaving within 30 days, then the halacha is that he does, then he automatically has to check for chametz. And, the bracha that Rama paskins is again that he doesn't make a bracha, even though there are opinions like the Bach and the opinion of the Pri Chadash and the Ritvalik, he spoke out that one would have to make a bracha. And regarding halacha, regarding one who decides that he wants to do Bedikas Chametz early, so I'll just read you the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, um, Mishabura first cites the opinion that one has to go back and do it again the night of the 14th. However, he says that Nira, it appears to me that one should not make a bracha, since there are first of all certain poskim who hold that one is yotzei b'di'evet if he does it early, and there are some poskim like we said, like the Gaon and others, who hold that one is allowed to do it even l'chatchila early. And therefore, he also ends off that if one did do Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 13th, as he did with all the regular halachas, then, and he was careful afterwards that no Chametz came around to the house, he doesn't need to go back and do it again the night of the 14th. So it seems like he is coming out of the end that even though one should not go ahead and do and check for Chametz earlier, since there are opinions which hold that one is not supposed to do so. Some opinions hold he's not yotzei at all. Some opinions hold that it's b'di'eved. However, since there are definitely the opinions that you are yotzei b'di'eved, along with opinions that the Vilna Gaon that Atilo works, if you do go ahead and do it early, then one, as long as careful that the no chametz gets around, one is not required to do b'di'as chametz again.
So what siman number Vishnu Barura? What's that?
To look at these two halachas, one could look in the one is the beginning of Taf Lamed Gimel,
yeah, okay.
433 in the Shulchan Aruch, and yeah. It's in the first halacha, Aleph, and look at the Mishaburo over there, and then the next one is in Taf Lamed Vav 436, and the first halacha over there as well in the Mishaburo, and the Shaar Tzion discusses this.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Shkayach. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Hey, Ruben, how are you?
Good. Good, Baruch Hashem.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.